A year ago, journalist Anita Smethurst wrote an article for the Daily Telegraph claiming Australia was facing a new wave of surveillance from the government. And a year later, she's had her home raided by federal police. And straight on top of that, two ABC reporters have also had their office ripped apart by authorities after alleging Australian special forces have been unlawfully killing in Afghanistan. The Wire's reporter Annabelle McKinnon has the story.
Anita Smethurst was getting ready for work yesterday morning before she received a knock on the door by the Australian Federal Police with a warrant to search her home. After 7 hours of sifting through her bins, scaling her oven and investigating her personal belongings, the police left with photographs and leaked government documents. Now we face the same story unravelling in the ABC headquarters early today, with the AFP downloading thousands of files trying to uncover their wrongdoings. Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick is outraged and fighting hard to protect journalistic freedoms that he believes are now being threatened.
We have here in Australia an FOI regime that is a shambles. We've got whistleblowers that are without protection. Now we've got the AFP attempting to close down public interest journalism.
That was Rex Patrick from Centre Alliance. Peter Frey, former editor of Sydney Morning Herald, says this is a massive breach in freedom of press.
This is a terrible turn of events, and I think it raises a big question, which is about the government's commitment to press freedom. And I note the Prime Minister, safely tucked away in London and elsewhere in Europe, has sort of recommitted himself to press freedom, but I think words are becoming increasingly meaningless unless they're translated into actions. And the second question, which I find most worrying, is why now? These stories are old stories. One dates back to 2017, one 2018. I mean, excuse me for being a cynical old journo, but it does seem to me that the government, you know, has said to itself, let's get re-elected. And then if we do, let's, you know, tidy up and hammer those journos who gave us grief all those years ago. It is remarkable that we have two in 2 days. I mean, what's going to happen tomorrow? You know, are they going to raid Nine Entertainment tomorrow and get after some old Fairfax stories or something? I mean, it really is like the memo's gone out, this is the week we're going to raid the journos. You know, it's a very disturbing turn of events. You have a newly emboldened Home Affairs Minister in Peter Dutton who's, you know, dislike of the media is no secret. So we have this combination, a kind of perfect storm.
So you were the editor at Sydney Morning Herald not long ago. Can you explain the process that journalists go through in getting their articles checked that may contain leaked information like those of ABC and News Corp?
We are operating from a different point of view than, say, the Federal Police and Minister Dutton. That is, we believe the public have a right to know. So our test is this in the public interest? You know, you'll take legal advice. Are you breaching any laws here? If you are, what are the risks of being prosecuted? What are the defences that you have to, you know, defend what you're doing? I mean, the defence is really quite clear in this case. In both these stories, it was of interest to the public. So as an editor, you take the steps. You know, you want to make sure you're not being used by, you know, certain aggrieved parties. You obviously need to establish this public interest test, internal test, and then you need to turn to the sort of legal ramifications and the defences. I would say that, you know, they would have gone through a rigorous procedure because they are controversial stories. But that's what journals are there for.
So if journalists aren't able to report without facing scrutiny like this, how are they able to hold our politicians accountable?
Yeah, no, that's the central point. I mean, these sorts of things, the real danger of these sorts of things is that they have a chilling effect on what reporters do, what publishers are willing to publish. Now, I don't think these raids will change one thing. I really hope they don't. I'm pretty sure they won't. I mean, I've been editor of papers that have been raided. I have had all sorts of threats against me from, you know, government officials and politicians. That's kind of par for the course, and 90% of that never sees the light of day. So that hasn't stopped these pieces of journalism coming out. But nonetheless, there may well be, or certainly a chilling effect on sources of people who are going to, you know, have sensitive information, who believe it's in the public interest to leak it to journalists.
Peter Frey, he's former editor of the Sydney Morning Herald, who is ending that report by The Wire's Annabelle McKinnon.